This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 932, cutting edge vocabulary for a groundbreaking IELTS score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn how to use four very high-scoring vocabulary words to describe new technology on the IELTS exam. Take notes and increase your speaking and writing scores with these interesting phrases.
Aubrey, how's it going?
Jessica, I'm fine. I love how sing-songy you are. Lots of times you're like singing while you talk. It's awesome.
I love to turn stuff into songs. It drives James crazy sometimes. But you know what's funny? Okay, guys, I'm just going to tell you a very quick story. But you are going to learn incredible vocabulary related to describing technology today in this episode. But just real fast. When I was in high school, my friend and I were co-captains of the varsity soccer team. Thank you very much.
Nice.
And we... We always talked about how, like, how fun would it be if life were a musical? Like, we just wish life were a musical sometimes. So when we, like, gave the team the lineup, like, who was starting, we would sing it because we're dorks. And we'd be like, Kristen is Goldie. Duh, duh, duh. And, yeah, so that's a story.
That's so funny. It's funny. I really actually don't like older musicals, but I love some of the new ones like Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen. And it's so much more relatable and interesting and hip, maybe. Some of those older ones, I can't. I can't do it.
Like, Oklahoma. Yes. You know, I honestly I'm not even a fan of musicals. It's just like a funny way to be in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like musicals except for Chorus Line. That's the one musical that I like. Okay. So enough about musicals. So where did we get inspiration for today's show, Aubrey?
Yes, we had on Instagram, littleblackstar_1993. Commented. And if you guys aren't following our Instagram, you need to make sure you are, because we have a post every single day with great idioms and vocabulary, so much good stuff. So be sure to follow All Ears English on Instagram if you haven't. But he posted a question and asked if we could tell him the difference between cutting edge, groundbreaking, and innovative. And it's good. You kind of think like, oh yeah, those are all synonymous. You can use those interchangeably. But then the more you think about it, they are used a little bit differently. And they are all great words for the IELTS exam. So we're going to talk about those and a few related words today.
Yes, nice. Okay, so cutting edge. I like this. This sounds like, this phrase has like energy to me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this phrase is more interesting than innovative, because it's just more fun to use. So cutting edge, guys, is like the very latest and quality. So it's about time and quality, right?
Exactly.
So it's the newest thing ever. So new that most people don't have access to it. I think that's kind of like part of this definition. It's like, it's so new that a lot of people don't even have it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
often
that's how new it is.
Experimental, right? That like medical studies are very cutting edge, where it hasn't even been approved for use yet.
Totally, right? So like pharmaceuticals I didn't think about taking it that way, but that's true. Vaccines.
Yes.
That's in the news a lot right now. And then any devices, right? Or features on devices, or even delivery methods for certain things. Like, I'm imagining, you know, stuff I see in sci-fi movies with like people wearing glasses and the lenses on the glasses are actually little computer their screens. Yes. I'm sure that exists somewhere, and that would be
if
cutting
not,
edge.
It might soon, and I hope. Yes, that would be the cutting edge of technology. But even getting away from technology, cutting edge of fashion. You see avant-garde fashion, which is, you know, you wouldn't wear it on the street. Something very modern and experimental could be considered cutting edge.
Yeah. So it does have this idea of like strange, right? Unique,
yes.
Right? Like that's the experimental aspect of this, guys. Like if you see or hear about something cutting edge, you're surprised. Like this is an idea or a notion or an image that you wouldn't expect or think of. So you've used this phrase a couple times to define this avant-garde. That's French, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're the French expert. Guys, we have the best team of language nerds here at IELTS Energy and All Ears English. And Aubrey has actually taught French. Like, you're a certified French teacher, right?
Yes, that's right. I taught high school French in the Bronx and then college French here in Phoenix. I love French and now Spanish that I'm learning, so it's true.
Awesome.
You have the linguistics masters, but I am also a language nerd. Definitely.
We are all language nerds. Okay, so what does avant-garde mean? Because guys, yeah, it's a French phrase, but we use it in English. There's so many French phrases we use in English. And yes, guys, you can use them on the IELTS exam because they're in English dictionaries, right? Like we stole them. And most of the French phrases sound super fancy, right?
Yeah.
Like band 8, band 9. So what does avant-garde mean?
And we've stolen a lot of things from French and we keep it
so
in that
much.
French accent. You're not going to say avant-garde, right? We say
right,
it in
yeah.
with the French accent, like cul-de-sac and some of these other words. And
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it just means anything that you'd have before. Avant means before, that you'd have before someone else, right? Something very new, very experimental
Sweet.
That you would have access to before the general public.
I love it. So, okay, to summarize, guys, we obviously love this first phrase, cutting edge. Keep it to describe something experimental, something surprising, something interesting, something so new that most people don't know about it, right?
Yep.
Okay, so again, like fashion, technology, it can be used in so many different ways. All IELTS topics. Okay, now the next word, innovative. Now, I would say this is more of like a band 7 word, just because like this is a word that a lot of students know, right?
Right.
Not every student, so like it's still a good vocabulary word, but it's not the most interesting. It's not like cutting edge. So is there any difference between innovative and cutting edge?
It is a little different in that you know, as somebody who's innovative, a business that is coming up with new ideas and new methods can be innovative just because they're creative and they're coming up with something interesting, but it wouldn't be experimental. It wouldn't be things no one has heard of, like cutting edge. So there's definitely a little bit of an edge, you would say, to something that is cutting edge.
So I feel like innovative is just more general, right?
Right.
So like innovative and cutting edge could be describing the same thing, but cutting edge is more specific, right? So yes, you are describing something new and creative, right? But cutting edge is like, it's experimental. Like it's a little bit crazy.
Right.
But innovative is just, this is anything that is like new and creative. It could be
right.
a story. It could like a movie or a book. It could be fashion. It could be technology. Really just any idea with a seed of creativity and newness.
Right. So, I could say the drawing my son did or a little story he wrote was innovative because he was creative and did something new and interesting, but it would not be cutting edge because it's not new and experimental on the cutting edge of some industry.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a really good example. If anybody is like clever, creative, you're like, oh, that's an innovative person. That's an innovative idea.
Right.
But still wouldn't be necessarily
cutting edge. Right.
Interesting. Hello, awesome IELTS candidates. I have a question for you. Are you ready to take the exam? If you took the exam right now, would you get the scores you need? And then you don't even have to prepare. You can find out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a short quiz, get your free estimated IELTS band score and free resources just for your level. Go right now, guys. Check it out. allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. So the last word that we're going to explain from this Instagram question, groundbreaking. So, you know, I find this word more interesting than innovative. You know, like if we're going to rank these words as far as what they would do for your score, guys, mm-hmm. innovative would be like a band 7. Groundbreaking might be a 7 or 8. Cutting edge, an 8 or 9. Like really, yes. Just like because of frequency. So groundbreaking is often like, it can be the same as innovative, right? It's just, guys, anything that has never been done before is groundbreaking. So the synonym pioneering, right? This word comes up a lot in art, actually, right? So like a movie or an idea that has never been thought of from that perspective before. An article in a newspaper could be groundbreaking if they are revealing something new that has never been discussed before. So again, it's that, yes, they all mean new, right. But new is super boring. Yeah. So just like think about what you're describing.
Yeah. And this one does have another meaning. So you may see it in like a newspaper talking about a groundbreaking of a building. That means they're going to start construction, right? So they do a groundbreaking, which just means to break new ground. And so don't be confused, because that is a very different meaning. We use it as an adjective to talk about something new and innovative as well.
Nice. Okay. So Aubrey and I did think of a bonus phrase here that's not from the Instagram post. But guys, this is definitely around band 8, right? Because again, students don't use this phrase. So trailblazer. Like the basketball team in Portland, the Portland Trailblazers. So trailblazer, one word, but I prefer to use it in the phrase to blaze a trail because, again, it's just less common. Therefore, it's higher scoring. So I would say this is most in common with groundbreaking, right? This idea yes. of being a pioneer. So okay, this is like the first person to do something, you know? So we talk about this a lot in social movements like feminism. Right, like Gloria Steinem was a trailblazer, for example, or like who is a person that was just unafraid to try something new, to approach life in a different way and inspired other people to also do that thing would be a trailblazer.
Yeah, exactly. And I like you were saying to use it to blaze a trail. If you had a task to essay topic about, you know, globalization or recycling or anything, if you're able to come up with an example about a company you know who's doing that, you can say, you know, Amazon is blazing a trail in this industry with their example of recycling, for example.
Yeah, nice. I love it. So guys, it all comes back to the score, right? What do you do to raise that vocabulary score? You use the words we're teaching you today. These words are interesting. Other students are not using them. Therefore, guys, if you use them, you will score more highly in vocabulary. If you're wondering, actually, what score you would get on IELTS, do you have to go buy a Cambridge IELTS practice book for like so much money? No, no. You can find out for free. Aubrey, how can students get their estimated IELTS band score for free?
Yes, we have a free quiz. It only takes 2 minutes. You can find it at allearsenglish.com/myscore. And then not only do you get the score that you would get if you took the IELTS exam today, we also provide free resources at your level. So definitely check it out, allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Awesome. All right. Sweet. So thank you. This is really fun. I love doing vocabulary episodes.
I know. They are really fun. I love doing the YouTube videos too, because often I get to do vocabulary episodes there. If you're not following us on YouTube, guys, IELTS Energy TV, we have so many good vocabulary videos there as well. Because you do. It's like you were saying, you need this high level vocabulary on IELTS. You have to show a variety. You have to get these band 7, band 8 words in order to get that 7 or higher.
Yes. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Aubrey. Have a good rest of your week, and I'll see you next time.
Yep, you too. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.